Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
What's going on?
We are back world. In the building.
Shift Real Talk Nation. What's
this
going on, y'all?
Shift Real Talk. Okay, listen.
How y'all doing today? We're back with
if
another.
If you are new to Shift Real Talk, you are in for a treat today. This is going to be a fireball. Okay, we have a hot topic today, and the hot topic is when trying gets too hard. Wow. Have you ever been in a relationship? You tried and you tried and you tried everything you knew to do, but it just didn't work out. There may be good reason for that. All right, so listen, we need you to like, share, and subscribe to Shift Real Talk on YouTube, Shift Movement 2021 on Facebook. Y'all, listen, don't go nowhere. Because we'll be back after this. The people.
Hey, right, y'all. We back. We back.
Yes.
We back. So, what's going on, Shift Real Talk Nation, man?
Shift Real Talk.
I'm Pastor Jay, and this is my wife.
I'm Lady Free,
and we're back with another episode of Shift Real Talk.
Yes,
tonight, y'all, we just want to have another conversation, man, because it really,
on another level.
We actually talked about a little bit of it, and it kind of blessed us, and we just kind of want to just talk with you guys and share, man, and just see how we can come up with solutions of finding out why do we stay in relationships that seem like it gets too hard. You know, when trying gets too hard, you've tried all you can. Like my wife said, you tried all you can.
Tried it all.
You're trying, you know, everything to try to change
Sonya,
who you
what's
are.
What's up, girl?
Try to change who you are. Try to do some things to just fit into the relationship. It gets harder. But before we start, we always know we got to start with a word of prayer.
We have to start with God.
You got to acknowledge God in this, y'all. So yes. Come on. Baby, you're going to start with us with prayer. Come on today.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we just love you and we praise you and we thank you for another opportunity to have this platform, Lord, so that we can come before people, real people in real relationships, Lord, looking for real answers and solutions to real situations in their lives, Father. So today's topic is when trying gets too hard. Holy Spirit, you speak through us. Give us good feedback from the Real Talk Nation, Lord God, and allow this podcast to bless somebody's life tonight, Lord God, because our desire is to be different yet impactful. So do what you want to do in this place today. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I mean, I'm sorry.
See, I can't.
It's Pentecost week. It's the Holy Week.
It.
So we got to be holy. You got to be holy. Huh? I felt
Stop.
That prayer. Yes. So listen, y'all. This is what it is, y'all. Let's start off by this. A lot of people don't really understand that sometimes we see abuse as something physical, but abuse.
Rough.
Something rough, you know, abuse is, you know, something that we can really see. But sometimes my wife was saying earlier that abuse is what? Well, say it again,
it's
babe.
It's abnormal. Use is like a contraction when you take the O out the can't and the C-A-N apostrophe. It's abnormal use of something. If it's abnormal use of the relationship we in, abnormal use of my time, abnormal use of my feelings, my intimacy,
mm-hmm.
that is ab Abuse.
Stop playing. It's abuse. Yes, it is.
We think it has to be tough. It has to be you cussed me out all the time. And we think it has to be you smacked me around. But that's not the only form of abuse.
Yes. And I've really been, and I thank God that I've learned, you know, because I've been in abusive relationships. I've been in abusive relationships. Some I caused some of the abuse, and some I had nothing to do with. But I realized how hard it was for me, because what I started doing was I did everything that I in my power to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
While I was in the relationship, everything I was trying to figure it out in the middle of the fire.
Yeah.
And it caused so much hardship. It caused so much, you know. It caused so much. Pain.
It
cost a lot. But see, what I realized too is that there are two type of relationships that become hard. There are two types of relationships that I want to talk about tonight. There is
Leia, what's up, baby? Keisha Langston is on the line.
Hey, Keisha.
We
Keisha,
love y'all.
I want to tell you, Keisha, we thank God for you, man. You've really been a blessing to this ministry. Keisha, we really thank God for you.
Yes.
But anyway, hey, Leia, what's up, Lele? Miss you, girl. So there are two type of relationships that get hard that we don't even realize that they get hard.
Come on, talk
There's
about
a
it.
The needy relationship. The person that is needy.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen at the thing. Now, need, we always think that, see, that in a needy relationship, what happens is this person needs you to change to fit what's voiding in their life. So they need a change. They need you to be
they
a certain
need you
way.
To change for them. Yeah.
They need you to be a certain way.
Right.
And one thing about that needy person is they're very, very controlling, and they're very, very moody to the point where if you don't be the certain way, then they control it with their attitude. If you don't be a certain way, then they control it with their intimacy.
Yeah.
Their lack of, well, lack thereof, because you're not changing to what they need. And that is not a good, oh God. Could you imagine how it is to be in a situation with a needy person? First of all, here's the thing, what I learned is that God, this is one thing I heard yesterday. God, and I'm going to use it as an example. God does not need us.
Hmm.
He wants us.
He desires us.
He does not need us.
Yes.
He desires us.
Yes.
And in those type of situations, when you get in situations where a person needs you to be a certain way, that relationship is really based on a physical characteristic.
Hmm.
There's the foundation of that type of relationship is something that's physical. It's a physical being inside of that relationship.
Why do you say that?
Because they substitute for what's missing for a physical. And I know for me as a man.
Okay. Let
me go for me as a man.
All right. Come on.
As a man, there were things that I needed. And when I didn't get it, what I did was I replaced it with a physical act.
Oh.
I replaced it with physicality.
Oh.
I needed you to be physical with me, because that showed that you were. Because even in the physical, I thought, like, I was with a young lady, and I felt like because I couldn't get nothing else out of the relationship, and she wouldn't be what I needed her to be, I felt like I can get whatever I can get out of her being intimate.
Right.
Because in the intimacy, now you got somebody's gift there. That's the only time when in those type of relationships, in those needy relationships, those are really the only time that people really give themselves to you. Mm-hmm. It's in the physical form.
Wow.
So that's a very dangerous relationship. I need you to be this. I need you to be this. And if you don't be this way, then I am lacking of what I need.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and then what you wind up doing is, hey, how you doing, Mia?
Andy Money, y'all checking in.
Y'all checking in, that's what's up. So what happens is, too, in those needy relationships, oh my God, what we start doing now is, because in those needy relationships, we change who we are. We change our being to fit into this need of somebody else.
Yeah.
So now we're becoming a whole lie. Now we're becoming a whole act.
A whole
we're becoming
lie.
a whole something.
Maybe you said a whole act.
A whole act. Yeah.
Wow.
Scene one.
Okay, take two.
Yeah, scene one. We're becoming a whole act. And do you know how hard it is and how uncomfortable it is to adjust and to change who you are to fit the needs of somebody else?
Wow. It's see, very hard.
See, that's why in the beginning I said God doesn't need us. He wants us.
Yeah.
And what God wants from us is for him, for us to know him. For us to know him. And if we know God, then guess what we know? We know how powerful he is. Yeah. He knows. We know the love that he has for us. We know his word and everything. Yeah. Everything is manifested in knowing who God is. Same thing in a relationship. If we get to know the person that we are in the relationship with, then we can understand who they are. Yeah. We can understand what they are. We can understand what they're about. Yes. And then when you can understand what somebody is totally about, then they can actually be who they are in the relationship.
If you allow them to be who they are, and if they allow you to be who you are, then it's not so hard. And I know that one thing that I could attest to is when it's hard, we have to think about two things. Am I doing everything that I can in this relationship? Mm-hmm. And it's not working out because I don't need to be there anymore? That God is saying, let it go? Or am I doing everything I need to do in this relationship? And God may be saying, now let me take control because this is where I need you to be. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be here, you have to let me do it.
That's right.
Sometimes it gets hard because with those, especially like you were just saying, those needy relationships, mm-hmm. it get hard because I know that you have let me know that this is what you need, or your actions, your attitude when you shut down and all that stuff, it kind of molds me into giving you those things that you feel like that you need. And in the midst of doing that, I'm losing me. So now it's hard for me because I don't even know who I am anymore. And as a person, it makes you feel absolutely horrible to know that you can't be the best you that God created you to be because you're trying to satisfy somebody that you may never be able to satisfy no matter how hard you try.
That's right. That's right. No matter how hard you try.
No matter how hard you try.
So Sonya said, a person can shut down all your ideas and mm-hmm. treat you irrelevantly and tell you they love you.
And tell you. That's the key.
But you know that telling you that they love you is just that is to me that's that form of manipulation.
Yeah, they tell you.
So they really giving you.
Do they act like it?
Yeah, that's that act too. Yeah, hey Donnella, how you doing?
Look, take one.
Yeah, take one. Yeah. Put it on. And then now that other person, this other type of relationship is that project relationship.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The project relationship is I see something in you that's going to benefit me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help to cultivate this project. Some of us are in project relationships.
Uh-oh.
You are a project. You are something for me to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You are something for me to accomplish or fix. That. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
I got
you are
baby.
Something to fix.
Yeah.
So if I can fix you, then it'll benefit me.
It'll make me feel good to know that I'm the chick that fixed you.
Or I'm the dude that changed this girl around who was so... she was so gullible before she met me, and now she's a lawyer. Now this, and so we get our accolades and our
from the project
that we fix, and not even understanding that is the danger zone.
Yes, that person did not come into that relationship to be fixed by you. Your narrative was, you see this person, and I hear women say, girl, oh, girl, you could change that. Oh, you could change it about him. Oh, girl, you don't like the way he dressed. Oh, you could change that. It's like, why?
Why would we go into it
now trying to change things about this guy that'll make us feel better when he walk with us or make us feel better when certain things happen as it pertains to us?
That's right. That's right.
Now,
that's right.
This person is walking around trying to become who you are trying to fix him up to be. And God saying that's not even where he need to be fixed.
And it's sad because, you know, the crazy part, if they ever get to that point, then you won't even stay there. You'll move on to
because
the next project.
The project is over. And
yeah,
now
the project
on to
is
the
over,
next.
And it's like, eh.
It's, yeah, no challenge no more, no fun no more.
And
no,
this ain't no fun.
Know.
You.
So here you are trying and trying and trying to be with this person who only got with you because they saw you as a project, as something, somebody that needs to be fixed.
Yes.
They can't do it without me. They need me. So that they could feel better about themselves for doing something for you.
That's
and
right.
They will bring it up.
They will bring
I
it
did
up.
This for you, and I was the only one that was that for you. If you hear these things, then you may just be with a project dude or chick.
And we don't mean literally from the project,
not
but that is
the
mentality. The project mentality. That is so... And the crazy part is because if getting in these relationships with these mentalities and these characteristics is the same reasons that break the relationship up.
Yeah.
It's the same reason that break the relationships up. The same reason you got into it. Being needy. Being a project. Just being something that I need.
Something
not something that,
I
desire.
How about something that I'm not?
Yes.
You know how hard it is to be in a relationship with someone when the whole time you're only trying to be what they want you to be, not even what they need you to be. Because I remember it was something that we were watching on television, and the girl kept trying to say, you had to control everything. You made me cut my hair. He was like, no, I didn't. She was like, yes, you did. Stop lying. And he was like, she was like, you needed me to have my nails long and you wanted me to have them all out. And he could not remember himself like that because they met each other some years later after being in a relationship prior. And he could not even fathom him being this way towards this lady. All the stuff that he was trying to make her be in the relationship when he was less mature, now that he's grown up a little bit and they've had time apart, he didn't even remember the guy that she was talking about. So here she is thinking that he's lying, and she still remembers all of this. All the pain that she felt and how she couldn't be herself.
Mm-hmm.
And he could not even remember because at the time, that's what he thought he needed. It wasn't a need. It was a want. And we fall right into those wants and become somebody that we're not right. supposed
hey,
to
read,
be.
Read what Lakeisha put. I think that's something I want to talk about real quick.
Yes. Oh, that, you already know my girls be coming with it.
Yeah, come
okay,
on.
Keisha says, sometimes changing yourself is good for the relationship. In fact, often it's absolutely necessary. Relationships are based on compromise because there is no such thing as a perfect fit between people. Only God. So my bad. Let me correct myself.
Okay,
this was
Lakeisha.
Not one of my girls. This was my girl's husband, Scooter. Hey, Scooter, how you doing?
Scooter. All right, let me Scooter.
That's her husband.
Okay, now I hear what you're saying, but let me explain. I hear what you're saying, Scooter. But
explain.
If you have to fix yourself for a relationship, because there are perfect fits when God does it. There are perfect because here it is. My imperfections and her imperfections, they match. They come together.
And to a greater understanding.
To a greater understanding.
Yeah.
And I believe because we come in already fixed and already changed, and there is the compromise is not even to the point where we are making a change, but the compromising is where we're letting each other be who each other is.
Who each other are. Oh, I do that sometimes, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm just a teacher.
No, I
like
want
that.
To do that.
Yeah.
So.
But listen, the thing, okay, so I hope I'm not getting this wrong. Sometimes changing yourself, Scooter says, is good for a relationship. Not necessarily changing the makeup of who you are or the character of who you are, but how about becoming a better person, like a better version of yourself? If I'm not mistaken, I can almost imagine that that's what he's saying. If not, Scooter, please check me in. But becoming a better version of yourself,
but
like
here's the thing.
In the relationship.
See, here's the thing. A lot of times, when you plant a seed, you got to let that seed grow. It grows automatically. Mm-hmm. Sometimes what we do in relationships is we try to pull the plant or the seed out of the thing and try to help it grow. We try to pull it out the ground, and we try to help it grow. Oh, you got
to
grow.
Dig around it so that they have more room for the bud to come on through.
Oh, we try to help the growth process. We try to help it. But the only way muscles, even with muscles, when you're developing muscles, when you're developing muscles, you have to stretch the muscle.
Right.
If you're just working out, all you're doing is really like, you know what I'm saying?
Tightening up.
Yeah, so you got to stretch the muscle. So what it is in the relationship, what she has and what we have and what I have, when we bring each other together, it only makes us better. It only makes us better. It brings the better version out of us because we are coming together full. We're coming together not needing a change. We're coming together understanding that we are in this as one, as the same mindset, the same. Even though we think differently, we think the same.
Okay, so he says, you're right, that's what I mean. He's not saying change who you are.
Okay, got you.
He's saying become a better version of who you are.
Okay, got
you.
I agree.
When you are with the right person, you will, and it's like God, that's fertilizer for that plant to grow. Being with the right person, being with Pastor Jay, okay, he's not perfect. I'm not perfect.
But we are perfect fit
for each other. So basically, it's like he's the fertilizer for me to grow. And I'm the fertilizer for him to grow because there's always going to be room for growth. Nobody's ever going to be a perfect person. If that's the case, God's going to go ahead and take you on up out of here. Because if you're perfect, you don't need him no more. But the thing about it is this, though. I'm always ever changing, ever evolving, ever growing, but I'm not trying so hard to be in a relationship because, to be honest, you don't have to try hard to be who you are. You are going to be who you are. But if you're trying hard, a lot of times you're trying hard to unfix something that happened when you weren't true to who you were, or you're trying to be somebody that you're not for someone who may or may not be there for the long haul because you are not the person that they're supposed to be with if they have to change who you are.
And, you know, sometimes, too, we come in with expectations. You know what I'm saying? We come in with expectations, yes. and we want these expectations met. And a lot of times with those expectations, we put a lot of pressure on that person to meet these expectations. And it's hard to be in that relationship when there's expectations and not because you still don't allow that person to be. He said, oftentimes God uses relationships to effect his change in us to live God's perfect will.
Is that
you, Scooter? Is that you, man?
That's true.
And it's a reflection of our relationship with him.
It better be.
Because that is the first relationship that we got. Because as men and husbands in the relationship, God gives us the direction and the instruction. And because we have relationship with him, it's easy to have relationship with them. Because that's how it goes. That's the order of God. And when you lock that order in, I promise you, your expectation for what you're looking for it'll be expecting God to continue to give you what you need to
That's the expectation. Expecting God to give you what you need that she needs and to give her what she needs that you need so that both of you can drop the list with all the checks and the balances and say, God, you do it. Because I don't know what I need. I think I know. And a lot of the things we say we need are really just things that we truly do want. Mm-hmm. A lot of the relationships we in, let's just be honest, are relationships we in because we wanted it so bad.
The stuff that we need is the stuff that's missing. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we need is because it was lacking in
the stuff that we want.
Yeah.
Because God says we have everything we need as it pertains to life and godliness already in us. We don't need anything else. But now what we're doing is we're taking that thing that God has given us and adding to it by allowing it to be cultivated. Because like T.D. Jakes says, God gave you a seed. I know.
Where you been, girl?
I had to stop. Everybody, stop what you're doing.
Tisha living her best life.
Hey, Tisha, girl.
She said, don't expect anything and you won't be disappointed when you don't give you what you want or need. That's right.
Okay, say that again. Okay, wait. Don't expect anything and you won't be disappointed when they don't give you what you want or need.
Got you.
Because the expectation is, you know, some people try to get super deep and say, well, you got to expect God. God did. God says he'll lift up a standard. Our expectations are sometimes coming from our own experiences, from our own childhood.
That's right.
Leading up to our adulthood and our relationships. I said this Sunday that we're in now. So because we have deficits from our childhood and we have lack in our lives growing up, now when we get in a relationship, we expect that person to meet all of these different needs.
That's right,
that
Ms.
we
Sonia.
Say we have. And that is too much pressure to be putting on one person when God says, I am.
And see, that love, too, is compared to how he loved the church, his bride.
Yeah.
And the body of Christ.
And that's love right there,
the
boy.
The body of Christ, man, when I looked at it, and I'm still, and maybe I'm wrong, some of you Bible scholars on here, but when I looked the body of Christ, he was really talking about our body. And because our body is in Christ Jesus, our body is owned and it belongs to God.
Yeah.
So when we do things, even in relationships, to defile what God, what belongs to God, it really bothers God.
Yeah.
So this is why he said, for a husband to leave his mother, father, and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, because it was in Genesis, and then it was back again in Corinthians, where Paul was showing on it. But Paul was Paul was giving the difference between defiling the body, and like you know, like how you can eat a meal, and that won't defile the body. But according to Paul, how he was saying it was, if you fornicate, you are defiling against the temple of God.
Yeah.
So this is why he said the two shall become one flesh. I believe he was really talking about the intimacy of marriage, becoming one, the intimacy of marriage, so that we don't defile the temple of God.
Wow, come on now.
So we don't defile a temple. Mm. So a lot of things that we do, even in these relationships that are needed, that's why I said it becomes physical, because it is designed to defile the temple.
Yeah.
So when we do things like that, when we fulfill our needs, when we fulfill these characteristics, these behaviors that we've inherited as we were growing up, these behaviors that we got as we were living, these behaviors that we got that as we were experiencing bad relationships, it caused us to defile the temple.
Wow.
It caused us to defile the temple. Mm. So and when we do that, even in to do that outside of what we were talking about, that makes relationship hard.
Oh, but snap.
It makes it hard because we are defiling the temple of God.
Wow. And anything you defile is dirty.
It's death.
It
is death.
Dirty. It's separated.
And that's the very thing, just like Adam, the fall, it separates us from God.
That's right.
It separates us. It separates the connection. It separates the relationship.
Yeah.
That's why God is letting us know why we become one.
That's what makes
it hard.
So that
it don't separate you.
Yeah.
Because two is separated. One is together.
Come on now. Come on now. That's good stuff, Jay. That is good stuff. And I don't think we really realize that what truly makes, outside of all of the other good stuff that we could think of that makes a relationship hard, what truly makes a relationship hard is what you just said. It's being out of order.
It's being out of order. Yes.
It's when the woman wanna take control of the relationship because the man that she's with, he ain't strong enough, or he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that. And I was taught to be independent. We were taught to be independent, but the word of God teaches us something else.
Yeah, we miss you too, Tisha.
The word of God says for us to do it a particular way. Now, why wouldn't we listen to the word of God who says do it this way when God is the one that created relationship, when he's the one that created marriage, when he's the one that created you and created me and created our hearts, and he's the only one that knows what's in our hearts. So if he says do it this way, then why would we do it any other way? The world may teach us, and our mama, grandma, big mama, aunties, we may have learned by either watching or by being taught a certain way to be in a relationship. We get our advice from so many people we trust, some people we just don't even know. We just want advice. But God says, hey, look at me. I'm right here.
Yeah,
I have all of the wisdom you need. Come, I'll give it to you so that this relationship you're in, you know you don't want that relationship to be this hard.
Lasagna. Lasagna wrote something. It's kind of small on the screen.
Lasagna says, oh, she preaching, I think. She said, I think before anybody tries to get into a relationship, they need to consult God, because everyone has their own idea of how a relationship should be. And we should not just lean to our own understanding. Just anything, because God has the last say. So we need to be more mindful of what God wants us to do and what God wants the way. Okay, hold on, Sonya. And what God wants, the way God wants us to live. And once we figure out what God wants from us, we can step outside. Girl, this autocorrect. Hold on. We can step outside of our carnal desires of the world and be happy. So I think I kind of sort of got that. We need not to lean to our own understandings.
Yes.
If anybody wants me, they have to consult with God to get me, because I don't really understand what it is that I need to be looking for. So I need to listen to what God have to say. And when God tells this man it's okay, got to get this man my heart. And when he gives him my heart, I won't have to worry about trying too hard. I'm just paraphrasing what I feel like in my spirit came from that text, from that comment. What is in my heart, God knows it, and he'll give my heart to the right man.
Yeah, and it's so imperative and so important that we don't look for relationships while we're actually going through ourselves. Yeah, because sometimes...
Going through. Okay, got it.
Like going through issues or through problems in our life.
Okay.
Because the thing is, when you look for a relationship and you're in a bad place, then you're going to pick a bad place relationship.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's for real.
Yeah, you're going to pick a bad place.
You're going to pick somebody where you are.
In the place where you are. That's why I really believe it is so imperative that we really, really get the fullness of God.
Yeah.
Because when you're full of God, then nothing else can take over.
It'll try to get in, though. And you know what? I think that that's part of the reason why whenever I had any relationship and we broke up, I took like a year, 2 years. And I know some people, and I ain't going to tell them I don't have that time. But it's necessary to take that time to recover from the person that you were just with, and take some time to heal and take some time to come back to who you were before, because sometimes it takes a little while for you to remember what you did prior to this person. It's like, oh my God, I can't live without him. But once the breakup happens and you have to go through, you'll start realizing, dog, before he came, what was I doing? And you can get back to that person. And then sometimes, especially if you do it with God all the time, God will allow you to not only become that person, but then he'll add a little something on to it, and you'll be better than that.
Mill Ticket, what's up, man?
So whenever you try to be in a relationship when you're just going through a divorce, or you're trying to be in a relationship when you're going through a separation,
yeah,
or you're trying to be in a relationship when you and somebody that you've been with for a good amount of time just broke up. They say the best way to get over one person is to be in another relationship. That is so unfair to the person that you are going to be in a relationship with, because it starts off like we just kicking it.
Yeah.
But it ends up as catching feelings. Never fails. Mm-hmm. Somebody is going to have feelings, and feelings, when they get involved, it's going to be a real messy situation, because the trust will never be there, right?
That's right.
Because of how it started off.
That's right. That's why. And here's another thing that me and my wife were talking about. This is so true. It is hard to be in a relationship with somebody who moves in silence.
Oh, my God.
Who responds in silence. Who was never actually not even just responding in silence, but just not even, it's always on a wavy, it is hard to be in a relationship with somebody, because what you're trying to do now is figure out how they're moving. So yeah. you're spending the whole relationship just trying to figure out how they move. Man, what are you doing? Talk to me. Say something to me. Why are you doing this? Or why you just did this? And why you just... That is nerve-wracking to be in a relationship with somebody who moves in silence because... And then here's the thing, what they'll say. Well, I'm just a quiet person. No. one thing we realize too, snakes are who they are.
Very subtle creatures.
You cannot talk or bring in a snake, feed them, let them sleep in your bed, feed a snake, take care of them, groom the snake.
Can I tell the story?
Come on and tell it.
Okay, this is the little story. Okay, so there was a snake, right, outside. It was real cold.
Hey, Sheena.
It was freezing. I know people have their different variations, but I like this one. And the snake was outside. The man walked by the snake and saw that this snake was freezing. So he took the snake inside his home. He made sure the snake had thawed out real good and was very comfortable and everything. The snake looked so peaceful and so kind and everything. And so as the man nurtured this snake back to health, and he was trying to do everything he could, made the snake like a part of the family. And one day the snake bit him. And he looked at the snake and was like, after everything I've done for you, you almost died and I was there for you. Why did you bite me? He said, well, shoot, you knew I was a snake when you took me in. A snake is a snake.
That sounds like some of these relationships. Because a snake don't talk like
a
that.
Snake
very quiet.
Is a snake.
Very silent. Just slither
You're
around.
Doing everything you
don't
can
talk.
To make
doing
this snake
everything it can. We do it. And we do. And the thing is, all these good qualities that we got, we'll put it into this. Try to show this snake that we this good person.
Yeah.
And that we this good. Look, I'm going to help you do this. I'm going to be to support you. I'm going to be here to do this. I'm going to be here to help you do this. And I'm going to help you do this. And then some of us even take on the emotions of this snake and say, look, I'm stronger than you. So I take it on for you.
Right.
And the sad part is, at the end of the day, guess what? You still get bit by the snake.
It's still a snake.
You still get bit. And then we get mad. Yeah, we get mad when the snake bites us. No.
The snake bit you because that's what snakes do. And listen, I'm compelled to say this. Babe.
That's right, Sheena.
There are some people out here in relationships today that cannot properly put their finger on why it is that when they get around this person, they get anxiety. When they get around this person, they feel angry inside or something else happens. It's not like a love and a joy when this person, like, that you're in a relationship with comes home. It's just but you can't really put your finger on it because this person isn't mean to you. This person isn't angry all the time. But it takes sometimes for you, and this happened to me, for you to get out of the relationship and step out of it to actually look in this relationship and realize it was because one minute this person was super nice and sweet, and the next minute they took you back.
Mm-hmm.
One minute this person was there for you, had your back, and was letting you know y'all had good conversation and everything, and next thing you know, they decided they just didn't feel like talking. They just wanted to be silent. They just needed their own space and their own time. One minute it's this, and then the next minute it's the exact opposite of that. But nothing ever – that, and that's why in the beginning we were saying something about abnormal use. It's abuse because this person isn't cursing you out. This person isn't beating on you. This person isn't doing any of those things. But what this person is doing is giving you a little bit of him or herself and then taking it back. And being there for you over here, but then taking it back. And everything has to do with how this person desires to maneuver. And you are just sitting there wondering, wait, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I feel like when I'm around this person, I just get anxious. I know they love me, and I know this because that person is very subtle in the way that they're doing. It's like a quiet manipulation that's going on.
It's almost have you ever been in a relationship, right, and this person that you was in a relationship with connected better with somebody else, but you did everything in your power to try to connect, but that person wouldn't talk to you with.
And then
as soon as they get on the phone with, and what you do is you find yourself getting jealous over the little thing because there's no connection with you and this person. Like this phone could just be on the phone with their homegirl and just start off
having
having a great time.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they get back off the phone, it's back to. And you're like, hey, babe, how you doing? And it's like,
wait a minute, they was just excited.
So it's like, I see that you can converse, but you're just not conversing with me.
You're just not doing it with me.
You're not doing it with me.
But you say you love me. You keep telling me, babe, you know I love you. Just know that this is, I'm just an introvert. No, you're dismissive. Oh, I mean, you know, this is just how I am. And that's the problem. It's
you're
all
not
about,
like that. You just showed me.
It's all about I.
You just showed me that you wasn't like that.
Right.
You only showing that you were that with me.
And you can't never figure it out. Like, it's like 1 minute they on the phone, like, extroverted, like, totally, you know, the life of the party, wherever they are. And then they get home and it's like no energy, you know, but no disrespect to you. No any of that stuff, but it's just something that's just not right. That you have to understand is a situation where you have to straight up go to God and say, show me. Take the shackles, take those scales off of my eyes, God,
hey,
and
Jesse,
show me the heart of this person because I need to understand what it is that's going on. You feel manipulated. You just can't put your finger on it and figure out what it truly is. God will show it to you and reveal it to you.
What you
he
mean,
might
Jesse?
Be saying, get out. He might be saying, this is not the one for you. Or he might just be saying, I was waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to come. I've had the answer for you all along.
It is so important, y'all. It is very important that we really understand these character traits of these specific type of relationships so that we know whether God has us to stay here
mm-hmm.
or God has us to leave. 'Cause
mm-hmm.
I believe, and we like we were saying earlier about the needy relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, got you. I got you, Jesse. Okay. The needy relationships. The needy relationships and the project relationships. So we just got to make sure that we're very careful
mm-hmm.
of those needy relationships. I need you to be this for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be like that for me.
For me.
I need you to do this for me.
Uh-huh.
I need you to change this. For me.
I in me.
I need you to do this. I need you to do something that I need for me.
Yes.
I need you to do this because I'm lacking. But the whole point is what they're saying is I need you to do this because this is what I'm lacking in. And the only way that I can be with you is if I get with what? You what I need you to give me.
And if you don't have it to give, you can try and try and try. But
yeah.
if you do not have it to give...
And the thing
and
is,
you don't meet
yeah.
their need, babe. Hold on.
Yeah.
Then that's a problem. And that's 100%.
You cannot meet the need of somebody's needs. You
not
I'm
a
sorry.
Needy person.
And not because you, again, like we were saying earlier, it is so important that we understand what God has for us.
Yeah.
And what God has for us. Because if we really tune into that, and if we tune into our purpose,
yeah.
and that's one thing I had to learn too. Once I tuned into my purpose
yeah.
and what God had me to do, then I understood what God had for me.
Yeah.
I understood the direction was taking me in. So when I really found my wife,
yeah.
or when I chose her,
yeah.
she fit my purpose.
Yeah, and she fit gave me something to do.
Yes.
I'm not frustrated spiritually because
Amen,
I
Gina.
Have something to that I'm helping you within the ministry God
That's
gave
right.
you.
That's right.
And listen, there is someone out there. God says there is hope. There is hope for your relationship. But the hope lies in me. This is the word of God. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. The plan to prosper you. The plans for you to have a good future. He says he knows the plan. No one else knows that plan but God. There is hope for your relationship.
That's right.
To someone out there, there is hope. Guys, every relationship is too hard, so leave. That's not every relationship. Some relationships, God is saying, it's too hard, but I need you to stay because after you have gone through with me, not by yourself, but with me, then the reward is going to be so sweet. The fruit of your labor is going to be sweet, and you will be rewarded for trusting me. Well, in the process.
Can I ask you this question?
Yes, please.
Can I ask you this question? Because you said stay. Now, mm-hmm. would you encourage them to stay when they're just in a relationship or in a marriage? Because in relationship, I believe that when you're staying in those type of relationships, especially those hard type of relationships, mm-hmm. that marriage don't fix that. Marriage don't...
Well,
marriage doesn't fix... Because sometimes we marry... Sometimes we get married to people and thinking that that's going to change them. We think the marriage is going to change mm-hmm. the situation. So we get married, okay, now, but see, understanding... This is why a lot of people are real fearful of marriage, and I believe that's why the... Huh?
You asking me a question?
I'm sorry, I sure did ask you a question. Go and answer it.
Asking all these questions. Why are you asking?
Okay, okay, you're right, go ahead.
So, okay, what was your question?
My question was, are you telling them to stay in the relationship or stay in the marriage?
Well, I'm not telling anybody to stay anywhere. Okay. Just being transparent, just being straight up. What I'm saying is at that moment when I said that, I believe that a word from the Lord was to someone specifically. God says, stay. I have the answer for you. I don't know if that's a relationship or if there's a marriage, because at the end of the day, relationships, some of them lead to marriage, and some of them, they're there in that place because this is going to be what God has. And like someone said earlier, sometimes God uses the relationships mm-hmm. to birth, and I'm just paraphrasing, birth certain effects or things in a person. So I'm not saying if it's a relationship or a marriage. All I know is when I thought about it, I thought about marriage. When I thought about what it was that the Lord said. But at the same time, though, that was for someone. He said, stay. I have the answer for you. I know the plans I have for you, and they're good. He said, it's a good one.
And I believe some of you out there have been in some bad relationships, maybe some of the wrong relationships, but I believe right now with the God that's in me, I believe right now that those relationships were only there to help grow you.
Mm.
They were a part of your process.
Come
they were
on with
part
the
of your teaching. Because some of us, and I'm going to put us in this, some of us were in relationships, and the reason why we got in this relationship is because we were disobedient.
Mm-hmm.
We did not listen to God.
My goodness.
We did not listen. And sometimes when we don't listen to God, God's still going to teach us, but the way he teaches us is going to have to go through certain things that we really caused on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe a lot of these bad relationships or a lot of these situationships that we got in, God was teaching us. So don't worry about if it did not work. Do understand that your process is still going forward.
It's, God did not
so
change
he
his mind
or
about
your
you.
Husband or your wife is on the way. They are on the way. God
Come
is preparing
now.
You
Come
because
on,
what
now.
He said that he that findeth a wife findeth of good thing.
Yep.
He didn't say he that findeth a girlfriend.
Or
he
a
wanted
woman.
You to be already be prepared to be what you are supposed to be when you are found.
Yeah.
So he was teaching you to be what you are supposed to be
uh-huh.
when you are found.
Right.
And he's also teaching this man how to search. So everything that we are all going through, even in our search, God is teaching us what to search for. God is even teaching us how to search. He's teaching us how to listen when he is telling us to search. So I'm telling y'all out there that been in these situationships and these bad relationships, and when it got too hard, it was just for us to learn. It was for us to go through it, not to stay there, but to go through it. But not to move the mountain, but to have strength to climb it. Not to move the storm, but to understand that God is in here while you're going through the storm.
Peace in the midst of it. Peace in the midst of it. Sometimes we like the people in these churches, sometimes we have running in our feet. So when things get tough, we run.
Yes.
When things get hard, we run.
Yes.
Now, imagine the testimony that you can have and how many people you can touch, reach, and help.
That's right.
If you stay, because God says stay. I'm not saying if you just stay. If you stay when God says don't move, stand still and know that I'm God. How you going to know? You're not going to know if you run. You're going to know because through it all, I'm going to show you little things. I'm going to let That's you right. get victory I'm over gonna, here. Yeah. I'm going to help you to get strong even when you don't feel like that this is, I can't be strong in this relationship. God says, are you putting that person and what they can do over me and what I have already done in you? The devil is a lie.
Yes, Jessica. That is so true. What I'm a living witness. She said she didn't. She really didn't see it that way, how God is teaching a man how to serve. I'm a living witness. This is why I'm encouraging somebody to understand, because I did it. What I was, and the thing that why God had to, he had to teach me how to search. Teach me what to search for.
And he did
because
search
what
too.
I was searching for was what I saw with my natural eye.
Come on.
I saw what I saw with my natural
you
eye.
Better tell
so
it.
I was what I saw is what I was searching for. Not knowing that God had something deeper and something better than what I saw. Because it wasn't what about what I saw, is what right. about what God had for me.
Yes.
So I had to really get in tune with God so that he could show me.
And
so now he can show me
you?
How to look.
Huh? And what did he have for you?
He had my queen, my jewel.
Come on,
waiting for
queen.
Me.
I'm gonna put my crown on. You see it. You see it.
The Bishop T.D. Jakes is on the line.
All
Lester
right.
Howard.
See, you can't keep calling him T.D. Jakes on this line.
Okay.
Hey, Lester.
That's listen. Right. It's about what God has for you.
Man.
Because the scripture says, what God has for you, let no man put us under.
Yeah.
See, we got... What
Come
what
on.
God
Come
has
on.
For you, let no man put us under.
Come on.
Let that what, even means your own God. Self. That even means your own thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That even means your own desires.
Yeah.
What God has for you.
No man
can put you under.
Listen.
No man can come against it.
And there's some people, some ministries out here who are going to suffer behind the fact that some people just say, forget it. I'm out. I can't do this anymore. No, you can't. But God can. And the first ministry is in your home. You would not be, you wouldn't even believe how grateful the devil will be to see you tuck tail and run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll be so happy about that because he know he's in the midst of all of that situation anyway.
That's right.
Causing Shana. Troubles, wreaking havoc, putting some thoughts out there that's not even supposed to be. And we fell for it and we started believing it. And now we say it's too hard. There's no hope. That is not the case for some of these relationships.
Hey, Kia.
It is not too hard. There is hope. There is hope. Now, for some, God is saying, let it go. Because I have my hands open wide and there's something great in it for you. But you have your hands so tight, I can't get anything in it and I can't take nothing out of it. I'm not going to force you to receive the love that I have for you in the form of first me as God, I'm saying God, and then in the form of this man or this woman that I have for you.
Sheena said, what God has for me is for me. That's right. And then you'll know what. See, the thing is, you'll know it's God.
You will.
You will know it's God.
You
see,
will.
I had to learn the difference when it was me and when it was God.
It
see,
looks
this is
different
God.
Too.
Ah!
Oh, glory!
This is God. This is God.
Lord, forgive me. If we're wrong for doing that, we just enjoy
this is God.
Jesus.
Yes, this is God. And then we're going to enjoy each other later enjoying Jesus. That's right. But at the end of the day, y'all, listen, you will know it's God. You know why? Because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich.
Come on with
and
the
it
richness.
Addeth no sorrow.
There is none.
There is no sorrow.
There is
There
none.
Is no sorrow.
There may be a little argument here or there.
But there's no sorrow.
But there is no sorrow.
There is no pain.
There may be a, look, we need to talk about this later, but there is no sorrow.
There's no sorrow, y'all. I'm telling you, what God has for you, I'm telling you, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That's why I said just allow the process. Allow these relationships to teach you.
Yeah.
So don't stay stuck into, oh, it didn't work out. I'm a failure.
Nope,
I'm not
going to
do this. No, it was a reason why it didn't work out.
Yes.
It was a reason.
Yes.
It was a reason why God said no. It's a reason why you had to go through it. Some of us are that stuff. Some of us are, a lot of us are like us. like me, a runner. Wait a minute, I think I can do it. And we just, and all we doing is when we telling God that is we're running. Ooh. And God saying, okay, when you finish running, you're going to get tired of running. But as you running, I'm going to teach you something in this run.
Yes.
Because I ran so far away from God, I ran into him. That's how big God is. I was running away from him, but I ran into him running away from him.
Come on now.
But so the thing is, no matter what, because at the end of the day, guess what the scripture says? It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So what does that mean? He loved the sinner. He loved the sinner so much that he sacrificed his son's life.
Wow.
His human son. Yeah. That's how much he loves us.
Yeah.
So he loves us. And if he loves us, he's going to take care of us. Because he loves us, he's going to provide. Because he loves us, he's going to give you your desires.
Because
he loves us. I feel the preach man coming on and I got to stop. I got to stop because we got to go. But I'm telling you, y'all. I'm telling you. Do not be weary in your well-doing. Because in due season, you will reap if you faint not. You will reap if you faint not. I promise you. Just hold on.
Hold on. Please.
And understand, y'all, there's a difference between when it's you and there's a difference when it's between God.
Come on now.
There's a difference.
There is.
Learn. That's right, Kia. Yes. Learn to be patient. Wait on God. Please. Wait on God. He will give you strength in the wait.
Yes.
He will give you power in the wait.
There's
a purpose for the wait.
Yes,
because in that wait, he's building some weight.
Come on. Oh,
in that wait, he is building some weight.
Come on now.
In that wait, he's building some knowledge.
Some muscle, baby.
He's building some. That's, oh, come on here. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Listen, y'all.
Come on.
Listen, y'all. Lord, we thank y'all for this time. I know.
But God is so, I'm just saying
this because I'm excited because God did it for me. He did it for me. When I tell you, I'm telling you, everything I desired, everything I looked at, I went and chased. And in that chase, I learned. Now, I had to start, but that's how God taught me what to look for.
Everybody not taught by like that. But
that's how I was taught how to look, what to look for. That's how I was taught. So I was like, Lord, I thank you.
Come on,
I thank you because now you're making me understand this is you.
And what I was looking for, Lord.
What I was looking for was the only. And here's the thing. When I was looking for it, what I had to look for in my eye, it was only for me to fulfill what God was trying to fulfill in my life.
Yeah.
I was trying to fulfill it. So that's why I was searching for it because I was looking to fulfill it.
And you know what's so amazing? What God gave you in me was not a body, was not sex, was not any of those things that we look for in
single.
What God gave you in me was somebody that would help you fulfill his purpose.
That's
and
right.
And in the meantime, in between time,
you talking.
We get to enjoy that thing.
That's right. Ooh, I enjoy everything
now
that come between this purpose.
How purpose it pops. Over here.
Listen, y'all, we thank you. A lot of y'all, listen, if you've been blessed and if you've been richly blessed, if you got some knowledge tonight or if you just even been just blessed.
Come on.
Shit, like and share.
Yes.
Like and share. And if you want to be a blessing, trust me, dog, we are really getting ready for some big things. Jesse, I'm coming for you, girl. We're going to finish this album. Jessica Price Turner, I love you, girl. Sheena Bailey, we love you, sis.
Yes, we love you. We love you, girl.
Corey Thomas, thank you, man.
Y'all
thank
listen.
You. Listen, y'all.
My girl Kim is on the line.
Kim Scott, we love
Corey
you.
Corey is on the line.
Yes,
y'all
yes,
listen.
We thank y'all.
Kia, Alicia. Listen, Alicia, we love our Real Talk Nation.
Yes.
We thank God for you.
Yes, y'all.
Always.
Yes, y'all. Listen, y'all, if y'all want to be a blessing, $Shift Movement, trust me, we don't like to ask for it, but soon every time we get offline, somebody is texting saying, listen, don't stop my blessing because I want to give to what y'all are doing. So listen, some of y'all are sowing, and trust me, we thank God for it. But we use it to continue this. We use it to continue in ministry.
Yes.
We don't put it in our pocket. But listen, y'all, our time is short. We got to go. I'm excited on today. This is share, like, and share.
Come on now.
Look, pray us out.
Thank you, God. For you are worthy. You came and did what you wanted to do. And Lord, because of that, we thank you for using our mouths to do it. Have your way, Lord God, for everybody that's listening. Bless them. Bless their homes. In Jesus' name, until we meet again. Amen.
Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Bye.
Like and share, y'all.
Yes.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.